Committee members were attending an interim LFC hearing at Chama Middle School, where they told of complaints they've heard from constituents about missed appointments and staff shakeups. But when Republican Senator Sue Wilson-Befford of Albuquerque asked HSD Deputy Secretary Brent Ernest if there had indeed been disruptions of care, he repeated the Martinez administration's line that the new providers are addressing those issues.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Befford, we've had various reports here and there about some problems in getting some service potentially. Usually those are addressed. There's been no denial of service, no inability to see somebody that we're aware of.
During 2.5 hours of questioning, Ernest maintained that his agency will not change course. Senator Carlos Cisneros of Cuesta recommended that the committee vote down the budget transfer request, and he had a stern warning for the Martinez administration when the full legislature convenes next year.
We may not be able to do anything legally now, but we certainly can come January.
Lawmakers said they will be carefully scrutinizing HSD's budget request for next year and expressed hope that investigations by the Attorney General and the state auditor will be completed by then. Several lawmakers said they're disappointed that the full audit of the 15 providers under investigation for alleged fraud has not yet been released. They also warned audience members not to necessarily believe reports of alleged fraud by ousted executives based on leaked portions of that audit. HSD has said it is not the source of those leaks. The Finance Committee already approved transferring part of the almost $18 million that HSD needs for contracts with the Arizona companies. Under state law, the department does not have to have the legislature's blessing. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez in Chama.